Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Let's talk a little bit about, I think, something that is always keeping people on their toes, which is the discussion of the rapture.
Yes.
I think that's such a contentious issue amongst people in the Christian community.
Well, it probably is. I mean, that's one of the most debated issues. And, you know, I mentioned earlier the Christianese that we've come up with, you know, pre-tribulationism and mid-tribulationism and post-tribulationism. There's actually other views, too, called the pre-wrath view and the partial rapture view. And this is one of the things that I think that makes some Christians just a little bit wary about talking about prophecy, because those words are just, you know, I mean, it sounds like Greek, you know. I mean, who can make sense of them? But actually, once you understand the words, it all comes together, I think, pretty clearly, which is what I try to do in my book. I try to make the terms real clear. Pre-tribulationism is the idea that the rapture happens before the tribulation. Pre-tribulationism. Mid-tribulationism is the view that the rapture happens right in the middle of the tribulation, which is 3.5 years into the 7-year tribulation. And then the post-tribulational view is the view that says that the rapture happens after the tribulation. And it basically takes place at the same time that the big resurrection takes place. Now, you've got Christians debating all of this, and they're getting a little bit heated. But what I suggest is this. Study why the different people have different views on all of this. What I try to do in my book is to help Christians understand what the other guy believes and why they believe it. And that helps you to understand that even though you disagree with them, at least you know they're trying to be biblical. All of us are trying to be biblical. That's one of the things we just need to learn. The post-trib's trying to be biblical, the mid-trib's trying to be biblical, and the pre-trib's trying to be biblical. And so, like I said, I try to outline the biblical position for all of these in order to help the reader work through what his or her own position is on it. And I'm real clear what my position is. I'm a pre-trib. I take those scriptures pretty literally when it says that God is going to deliver the church from the wrath to come, you know, and all the other things. For example, there's not a single Old Testament or New Testament reference anywhere that mentions the church being there. And so, you know, I believe in pre-tribulationism, but I've got plenty of friends who are post-tribs and even a few friends who are mid-tribs. I think that Christians can agree to disagree in an agreeable way. But I think that we ought to be convinced in our own minds as to what our position is on when the rapture is going to happen. But I want you to think about this. Once we've been in heaven for 10 trillion years, and we think back on earthly times, don't you think we might feel a little bit silly as we remember having put on the boxing gloves over the precise timing of the last 7 years of human history? I think we need to keep all that in perspective.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.